Since 1933, there's been a law in Kansas that prohibits Asians from inheriting land. Today, it's being repealed. At one time, more than a dozen states enforced similar alien land laws. Asian immigrants faced imprisonment, fines, and the seizure of property. Most of the laws were repealed by 1960, but they remained on the books in a few states. Laura Spencer reports from member station KCUR in Kansas City.
During World War II, more than 100,000 people of Japanese ancestry were placed in internment camps across the U.S. Soon after the war, the California-based Japanese American Citizens League fought to win back some rights. Their first campaign was to repeal the anti-Japanese alien land law in California, something they accomplished in 1952. League Executive Director John Tutashi says alien land laws are offensive.
They make a statement about us as Americans and the fact that we're viewed even in today's world as second class, not really accepted as people who can sit at the front of the bus.
Tateshi speaks from personal experience. His Japanese immigrant grandfather was a farmer and placed tracts of land in a young son's name, a son born in the United States, as a way of getting around the laws. From the 1920s to the 1940s, more than a dozen states prevented aliens, code word for Asians, from owning, leasing, and inheriting land. The laws are now unconstitutional under federal law and unenforceable, but they remain on the books in New Mexico, Florida, and until today in Kansas. John Tateshi says the laws are discriminatory walls erected to keep certain communities out.
If there's a state in this country that says we are going to maintain a law that says one segment of the population is not welcome here and in fact is forbidden from owning land here, then it's a very strong statement about racism and prejudice in that state.
The complex wording in the alien land laws helped keep them hidden in state documents for decades. University of Cincinnati law professor Jack Chin discovered them almost by accident. Inspired by the repeal of prohibitions on interracial marriage in South Carolina and Alabama, he and his law review students began searching for other racially discriminatory laws. They found the phrase aliens ineligible for citizenship in state statutes and constitutions.
One had to know that the naturalization statute, in effect between 1790 and 1952, imposed a racial restriction on naturalization. And unless one knew about that statute, the reader wouldn't understand that it was targeting Asians.
Despite its target, the 1933 Kansas statute prohibiting Asians from inheriting property never got that much attention. Virgil Dean of the Kansas State Historical Society says there's never been a large Asian population in the state.
Kansas's Asian population is pretty minuscule even by the 1920s. And so it may be reflecting more of a national attitude and a national trend moving in this direction.
A bill repealing the alien land law in Kansas goes into effect today, but the laws in Florida and New Mexico are part of the state constitution, requiring a statewide vote to make any change. New Mexico State Senator Cisco McSorley has proposed a constitutional amendment, and voters will have a chance to vote on it in November. McSorley is concerned that it could actually be defeated at the polls.
I think if you asked 9 out of 10 voters, they wouldn't know it existed and wouldn't believe it existed. So part of the problem is making sure that people do understand the law.
Florida could be the last state with an alien land law in its constitution. Changing it would require a 3/5 vote by the state legislature or almost 500,000 signatures to get the issue on the ballot. But in Kansas, a racist relic of an earlier time has been removed. For NPR News, I'm Laura Spencer in Kansas City.